Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
It's a total waste of what, $3.99? Is that what it ended up costing you, right? Felt ridiculous downloading it last week, and it can't be accurate.
So I actually ended up using a more exclusive cat translator app, can believe it.
Okay.
So you were telling me last week that there's this app that can translate the sounds that your cat makes into actual dialogue.
So we have this cat in our neighborhood that we've just been borrowing. He comes up, hangs out for a little bit. We hang out with him for 15, 20 minutes. I've never liked cats. He's taken off, but he's very vocal. So what I was telling Abby last week was that Tiffany was really curious. Like, I wonder what he's saying when he sees us, because he seems so excited. Hey, guys, it's me. Where's the salmon? And then she went.
That's why he's excited.
But is that what he was saying?
Oh.
So she Googled cat translator, and I guess the cheap version came up, and you got something more ambitious?
Not only do I have the more bougie version, I have the exclusive unreleased cat translator app. So a school that I used to go to has a very impressive vet school, and one of my friend's boyfriends happens to go to it, and he has this friend that loves to code, and they've been working on this like pet sound app. So not only would you be able to translate what your cat says or what your dog says, you can also like put it near some fish bubbles, and they'll use AI technology to give you something that they would say. And it's interesting because instead of it being like, oh, I'm hungry, or oh, I'm thirsty, you can use the AI technology to program a certain personality to go with the certain sound. So spoiler alert, cats don't really say much other than, hello, I'm hungry, I want to play.
Yeah.
But with this particular app, you'll be able to program what you think your cat's personality is to make it a little bit more personalized.
Okay. All right. So I think there are two different apps, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm sure there's multiple.
Because the one that Tiffany was using, she went up to go visit our grandmother the other day, and there's a stray cat in the neighborhood that she had never met before, and it was equally excited to see her as cats get. Until they get scratched, and then they flip you off when you turn your back. But she was petting the cat for the very first time, puts the cat translator on, and the translator comes back, nice to meet you. It was the first time she had met the cat, giving her like more this app more credibility, because it was literally the first time she had met the cat. I'm just saying, Chrissy. The cat translator literally said, nice to meet you, the first time she met the cat.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm about to show you how impressive this app is, because not only do we get to hear what my cat is saying to me, we get to have a little bit of personality sprinkled in, because I think my friend's boyfriend put like the sassy AI filter on it, because some of the things that she was telling me were definitely a little concerning. I'm going to have a talking to her after this, show.
What's her name again?
My cat's name is Della.
Della.
If you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you know that all I do is just post pictures of her. It's just her looking cute and me wanting people to validate how precious she is. So every day when I come home from work, she always greets me with the sweetest little meow.
What's going on?
And she does this thing like it's like a meow and then a little trill. And so I always want to know, like, what is she actually saying when I walk through the door? And this is what I got.
I'm happy to see you, but also because I'm about to get fed.
That's accurate.
So it's about the food.
Right. She's a hungry girl. She's a sweet, sassy, hungry little kitty. And if you have a cat, you know that every time you try to snuggle them, it's always like a fight. Like, you just want to give them love. You just want to show them how you get like cute aggression. And I always wondered how she actually felt. Like, is she just frustrated? Is she irritated? When she's trying to get out of my arms, like, what is she actually feeling? So this is what it sounds like when I try and snuggle her, which this is my cat voice, by the way.
What? I just want to snuggle you and give you love.
That was you saying me, I just want to snuggle you and give you love.
She's trained her cat. It's very impressive.
Yes, isn't that very, it's very clear. The AI technology is just incredible. She started to sound like me.
Will you please save that for Abby? I just want to snuggle you and give you love.
Yeah, that's also what I sound like on like third dates. It's great. And so this is what the AI technology says that my cat is saying in the moment.
Please give me some space. Damn it.
Yeah, she's not interested in hanging out with me, apparently.
See, that's the plus of dogs right there, is they want your love all the time. You rarely find a moody dog. When you're ready to pet it, it's there for you. Cats, you just never know what you're going to get.
But it doesn't feel earned. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever met a dog that was unhappy to see you? But, like, if you have a cat, you have to earn their affection.
That's true.
And it's so much more satisfying.
I've met some dogs that was unhappy to see me. A couple times.
You could go through it, Mo.
No, if you come to our house, Boone, he's a rescue, had a traumatic past. He's very skittish. Like, you come in the house, he's not going to come near you, right? Mm-hmm. But once he does, everybody feels like they deserve a medal because... Boone, let me pet him. Like, it's a big deal.
It feels special, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that's more fun about dogs, and I went on a date to one of the dog parks, and I was like, dang, I wish I could do this with my cat, like, to bring him out, be social, and, like, throw a ball at it. The only thing you can really do with a cat is, like, snuggle with it, feed it, beg for attention. And then my cat really loves hair ties, so you, like, slingshot them across the room, and then they, like, scamper and go get it. And my cat always makes these little, like, chirpy noises. It's like, meep, meep, meep. And it sounds like this. And I always wondered, like, what is she thinking when I'm about to throw it? Like, is she just like, throw it? Please let me know. This is what she said.
I'm about to snatch this like I'm getting drafted by the freaking Chiefs.
Okay.
I think they turned the sass filter up on the AI a little bit more on that one.
I think so, yeah. So overall, you're thinking, no, it's not working, or it is?
I kind of think that maybe my friend's boyfriend made some adjustments. Uh-huh. Also, when I always take a nap after the show, and it's usually when I feed her, and so I've always been curious what she says when I'm waking up and she scampers in. So this is what she sounds like. A little bit of a trill and then a really aggressive purr. And here's the AI.
If you don't feed me, I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
Okay. Don't turn your back on that cat, man. That's all I'm saying.
Anarchy, man. And then there's two more that I have. And so one is always when, like, I'm leaving, she always sounds so sad. And so I was the most excited to hear this one because... with a mother's love, all you want is your baby to miss you, to be excited for you to come back. And so I'm like, oh, is she like crying when I leave? Because this is what she sounds like.
It almost
sad,
sounds
right?
Like don't go.
You're right?
It almost sounds like don't go to me.
It does. It sounds like
so
don't
sweet.
Go.
Yeah, fun fact about like the sounds that she's making. I grew up with dogs, so I didn't realize cats had more noises than just meow or like little chirpy noises. Mm-hmm. But the little trills like freaked me out when I first got my cat. I was like, is something wrong with you? Do I have a broken cat? And so this is what she is saying to me as I'm leaving.
Where are you going? I don't know how to work the TV.
Listen, my friend's boyfriend could be a billionaire. At least it's entertaining. And then the last one, every time I find her in like a hiding place, she always like scampers away from me, and it's always very upsetting.
Where's mommy's baby?
I just don't think she's very happy to see me most times. She's like, get away from me. And this is what AI says that she's saying.
How hard is it to get some peace and quiet up in this bitch?
That makes some sense to me.
It makes some sense to me too.
What's the name of the app that people should waste their money on?
Well, you can't buy it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. When it comes out, I will let you know though, because I think my friend's boyfriend is probably going to make at least some cash off of it.
There are cheaper versions of it. I can assure you right now online. If you want to spend and blow $1.99 today, you can on something like that.
But they're not nearly as fun.
The Burt Show.